WFMS Fishers Indianapolis, a Cumulus station powered by Nash, country for life. Welcome to a Friends and Neighbors Sunday morning on 95.5 WFMS.
Hey, it's just another Sunday morning coming down. Steve Stewart here. So glad you decided to join us for the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. It's powered by the Boy Scouts, and each and every Sunday we meet so many cool people doing so many cool different things out there in the community. And today, no different. Some pretty amazing people with pretty unique ideas. Now, joining me is Christina Huffine. She's the founder of Dotted Line Divas. Jody Kraus is the president of the board of directors for Dotted Line Divas. And Tenoria Askew's all here this morning. So, girls, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
People were asking me before you guys came in. So like, who you got this weekend, Stu? I said Dotted Line Divas, and they thought it was like a country all-girl group. And I'm like, no. That's not what we're doing today. So anyway, let's just dive right into it here. Dotted Line Divas. Tell me about the organization.
So Dotted Line Divas, I came up with the name. I started out with dotted lines. It's like the coupons. Coupons have dotted lines, and you have to cut them out. So that's how I came up with the name. It's kind of confusing to some people. But I started with being a single mom, struggling, and going to food pantries and realizing that I couldn't get personal care items such as shampoo, conditioner, laundry soap, toothpaste, etc. So I just started couponing. One thing led to another, and I had this huge stockpile, and it was just me and my two kids at the time. So I started giving out to friends and family that needed help with those items, and I then shortly after started attending Mercy Road Church. I started passing out basket at Easter, Christmas, different holidays, and about 6 months later, which was January of 2014, I created a board of directors, and we started on our 501c3 paperwork and became an actual nonprofit.
And so you are official now, and this is kind of your brainchild. You started this, right, Christina?
Yes.
Okay, and you said you were a single mom, kind of struggling, and then you started couponing to provide really just some basic household goods, correct? You noticed your family, what was it like, toothpaste, household cleaner, toilet paper, things like that. With coupons, you found you could get in bulk, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of items I can get free with coupons. And then I was getting excess amount because it was such a rush of getting so many items for free, and I didn't need all those items. And so that's where I got into where I started helping other people. And then that's when we came to 2016, it overtook my house, it overtook our storage unit. So that's when we had a big fundraiser in February and was able to raise $10,000. And that's where we opened up and started our first pantry.
And just how is Dotted Line Divas? I mean, how is it different than most food pantries?
So we are a little bit different from most food pantries because we are opposite. We don't have food. We have all personal care items. We have shampoo, conditioner, toilet paper, paper towels, etc. We also try to do it more of a shopping experience as if you are going to the store and shopping on your own. We let you come in. We let you pick out the items that you need on the shelves. And it's all free and no charge to those families who, you know, don't have the money to purchase those items. I think my biggest goal in starting this pantry was I know how it felt as a single mom that had a good job but had a bad divorce and lost everything and had to start over. And the moment that I had to go to those food pantries felt so low in that time and had to actually ask for help was horrible. I mean, it really was, and made my self-esteem low. So I like that my team is very good about welcoming the families in to the pantry. You know, we try to make them not feel like they are no different than we are, because half these families are no different than me. I am still a struggling mom at this moment. And so I just want them to enjoy the experience coming into the pantry and getting those items that they need and not feel like they are, you know, any different than we are.
And girls, what would you say the overall mission or vision of Dotted Line Divas is?
The mission of Dotted Line Divas is, we call it couponing for a cause. We want to help families with their everyday needs, but then ultimately we want to see it go full circle, where not only do we help them, we're educating them on how to save money so that they can then give back to the community as well.
We're speaking with Christina Huffines. She's the founder of Dotted Line Divas, and Jody Kraus, and Tenoria Askew's is here as well. Tell us how folks can get involved or help out. Let's talk about helping out first. I'm sure you accept donations. How would, Tenoria, how would we go about doing that?
Yeah, so with Dotted Line Divas, there's several ways you can get involved, one of which is to actually just give a monetary donation. 100% of the proceeds go to couponing. which allows Christina to develop her stockpile and then give that to families in need.
I'm going to stop you right there. Mm-hmm. Mention that percentage that goes towards couponing. What was that percentage
100%
you give? 100%. And that's
couponing.
Big,
yeah, that's
I think,
huge.
For people to know and realize, because too often they think, oh, I'd love to give. I'd love to support this organization, but they're only going to see 50 cents of my dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
So 100% goes towards Dotted Line Divas and helping out. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the other ways that you can help are you can become a personal shopper, where you can actually benefit from the discounted prices that Christina is able to purchase these items at. And even as a shopper, you can then give a suggested donation, and that's a tax write-off for you. And you're walking away with much cheaper household items than you would if you were to purchase them in the store yourself.
So actually, we hit a couple areas there real quick. Not only monetary donations, which would you probably go to the website? There's an area there to go ahead and do that.
DottedLineDivas.com.
DottedLineDivas.com. And then you mentioned volunteer efforts. Some volunteer, you can help out being a volunteer with Dotted Line Divas. And you said being a personal shopper. That sounds like that'd be pretty easy, kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of walk in and go shopping in the pantry just like you would at any store.
And same deal, right? Just go to DottedLineDivas.com. You can find that information there on how to help out.
Yes.
Any other volunteer needs that you might have?
Yeah, there are times where inventory needs to be taken. The shelves need to be stocked. There are events that take place where we need helping hands and really spreading the word. That sounds like a really small volunteer opportunity, but it's huge to spread the word. We run on word of mouth, so that's really important to us as well.
Okay, and speaking of spreading the word, that's what we're trying to do here today. Hopefully some folks will jump to that website. Again, DottedLineDivas.com. Where are you guys located?
We are at 10411 College Avenue, Suite 1. It's up off of 465 North and Meridian.
Okay, so not too far from here, actually.
No, not too far.
Again, back to the website. We talked about monetary donations. Those are great. Volunteer time. People can never volunteer enough of their time. And the big thing is, too, when it comes to volunteer efforts, people think, oh, man, I just don't have time. But, you know, these organizations, it's an hour, two hours a week. Whatever you've got, we'll take it. Just come talk to us, and we'll work something out for you. And it's for a great cause. Let's talk about just product donations. Do you accept those as well there at College Avenue?
Yes, we are always in need of items. One of the biggest items that we run out the most is paper products, toilet paper, paper towels, diapers, wipes. One of our nonprofit partnerships that we have is the Children's Bureau, and they are always coming to us needing diapers. We are partner with, I want to say, 7 nonprofits right now and around the city, from the homeless, which is Food for Souls, to the Children's Bureau, to Ronald McDonald House. I mean, the list goes on. Toilet paper is the biggest need that we have, that we cannot keep our shelves stocked. Laundry soap, again, diapers and wipes.
And are those products, is there a list of those on the website that
there
you're
is.
Kind of like a wish list that you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay. And again, if you have any of those, check out the website. Drop them by Dotted Line Divas at 10411 College Avenue. Did I get that
correct?
Right? And that's suite number 1. So what is the hours of operation? If I have some of that stuff, I think, hey, I'm going to go drop that by.
It's best to get in contact with me. Just send me an email at dialinedivas@gmail.com because we are not there every day. I do work a full-time job. We are there the second Saturday of each month. I teach a coupon class from 1 to 3. And I'm also there the third Saturday of each month. We have open pantry hours from 10 to 1. But I can often, if you email me, I can meet you like Tuesdays or Friday afternoons throughout the week.
Okay, what's your email again, Christina?
DottedLineDivas@gmail.com.
Okay, and let's say I'm listening this morning and I think, hey, you know, I know someone that could use some help. I know someone that I need to get involved with that organization, might help them out. How do they go about getting the help they need or getting involved with Dotted Line Divas?
For a family in need, the best way to contact Christina would be through email, DottedLineDivas@gmail.com, or you could also reach out to her on her Facebook page, which is Dotted Line Divas. We actually get a lot of traffic that way where people contact her and say, hey, I have a need. They can come to the pantry hours. That's also a great way to start building that relationship. And if they can't make the pantry hours, Christina can meet them by appointment, but they would need to contact her via email.
Okay, let's talk about the pantry. What was the name of it again? The personal care pantry you have up there?
Mm-hmm.
And that's open what?
Third Saturday of each month from 10 to 1.
So third Saturday of every month. So that's this Saturday, the 20th. Going to be open. What time was it open again?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Folks, just stop by.
They can just stop by. Also, on the website, if you click on the tab that says Receive Help, there is a short form they can fill out ahead of time. And that allows me to get their information, and I can email them back to ask any additional questions beforehand or answer any questions they may have.
Okay, so probably a good idea to go ahead and do that so you're familiar with them. They've got the form filled out as they come in.
Yep.
Okay, again, that's DottedLineDivas.com. I have a copy of that right there if you're looking to receive help. I mean, pretty simple there. Just fill it out and have it with you when you come, or does it submit right there
it
on the
website?
It
submits right to me, comes to me through email.
There you go. Very simple, very easy. Okay. So, again, that's the Personal Care Pantry with Dotted Line Divas, 10411 College Avenue, every third Saturday. Doors are open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you want to stop by, check it out, possibly try to get some assistance for your family. And again, if you can get online and fill out that form, that'll help as well. Again, we're speaking with Christina Huffines. She's the founder of Dotted Line Divas, pretty unique organization. Tenoria Askews is here. She's the vice president on the board of directors. And Jody, she's over there too. Jody Krause, she's the president.
Hey, yo.
There she is. All right. We didn't get Jody a mic today, so she's kind of over there in the corner taking pictures and doing her thing. We appreciate her stopping by. Let's talk about those classes real quick, Christina.
Yes.
You said you do couponing classes?
Correct.
How cool is that? Now, tell us about those.
There's a lot of people around the city that teaches classes. I like to teach my classes, and I don't charge for them. I just ask for a donation to the pantry, whether it be a bottle of laundry soap or shampoo, conditioner, or whatever it may be. And then a student can come to the class. I give them the folder with all the information they need. I will go over the basic items they need. Then I take it one step further and I take them on a field trip. So I take them to the store and I walk them through an extra coupon transaction. I find that if I can actually teach them and show them on paper and then show them in the store, they understand it so much better. My last class, I had two very successful students that have just taken off, saving so much money and donating back to the pantry. It's just been super amazing.
That's got to do your heart good, right?
Yes.
When they are successful, they do their things, and then they start giving back to the pantry. That's awesome when that happens, I bet,
correct,
right? Again, that's the couponing classes, and information on the website about that,
yes,
I take
they
it.
Can submit a form for that, too, to sign up for a class.
And the cost, again?
It's just a donation to the pantry.
It's a donation to the pantry. That can be, you can go to the products there, check out the wish list. I mean, diapers, toilet paper, monetary donation if you have it. Just bring that by, and you get signed up for that class, and that'll be extremely helpful because I've read some of the things that you've acquired through that couponing, and you're the expert. So they need to come chat with you. Girls, thank you so much again for stopping by today. And we want a quick review here of everything we talked about, okay? A quick review to let everybody know what's going on. First of all, the Dotted Line Divas, what's your address again?
10411 College Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46280.
And that's suite number one, correct?
Yes.
And then every third Saturday of each month, what's going on over there?
We have our open pantry hours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And if you are interested in coming by seeking assistance, if you can get to the website, we'd like you to get there first because it submits right there.
Correct.
Otherwise, just stop by and ask to talk to somebody there to help you out. That's every third Saturday of each month. The Personal Care Pantry is open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the couponing classes, if you're interested in that?
Right. It's a second Saturday of each month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the pantry itself, and then I teach the class, and then we go on a short field trip afterwards.
Okay, and learn how to do it, not just get the information.
Right.
You're going to go do it. It's like riding a bike. You can read all you want about it, but till you get on that baby and start pedaling, you're not going to figure it out.
Correct.
And again, if someone's interested in giving monetary donations, product donations, or even volunteer their time, they can do that at the website, and that's DottedLineDivas.com, correct?
Yes.
Again, thank you so much for coming in. Been nice chatting with you, Jody. Been nice seeing you over there, too, baby. And all I can say is keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
We hope to see you all again in the future.
Thank you.
You're listening to the 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.
And good morning. Welcome once again to WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. Again, a show each and every Sunday where we talk talk to some pretty unique people doing a lot of great things out in the community. And today, no exception. I actually have a family in here with me this morning. I've got Mitch, Tori, and Kelly Bonar, and they are here to talk about Special Olympics. So good morning to y'all, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Good morning.
See, I told you I had a family in here. And now, Special Olympics, a lot of times here with the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show, we get a lot of organizations, people who are kind of trying to raise an awareness and get their name out there. And I know everybody has probably heard about Special Olympics and the great things that they do. Kelly, let's just play devil's advocate here. Say we don't know, but tell us about Special Olympics. What is it they do?
Special Olympics is an organization that helps kids with special needs of all kinds get involved in athletics, and it creates awareness of friendships and keeps them active. And I know a lot of the athletes, at least my son, looks forward every week to getting together with his Special Olympic friends.
Okay, and you're all from Noblesville, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And as I understood it, Tori, you are currently a junior at Noblesville High School. And Mitch, you are a graduate of Noblesville High School, right? Okay. The sports that are involved, this is a year-round thing, correct? This is 24/7, 365. I mean, this is something that's going on year-round.
Correct. Right now, they're starting to register for their fall sports. And I know there's like 7 different sports that the kids can register for. And then in the winter, they have sports, including basketball. And in the spring, they have track and swimming. And they also now have their unified track teams, which is Special Olympics going through the high school. And then in the summer, my son right now is involved in football, but they have softball and walking. Tons of different activities for the kids to do year-round.
Plug the website for us real quick if somebody wants to get information on that. What's the website again?
It is soindiana.org.
S-O.
S-O, which is Special Olympics Indiana. .org, and that will give you the Special Olympics website.
And all those are on there. I mean, bowling, aquatics, basketball, ballroom dancing, gymnastics, powerlifting. The list goes on and on, and so many. And if somebody's listening this morning, say, hey, you know, maybe we should check into that. 8 to 100, I mean, that's a broad range here.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should get involved. How do they go about getting involved with Special Olympics or getting signed up for the various sports?
If they look up their website, it's a very simple to look at all the different sports and click register here. And all they will need is to fill out the form. Someone will get a hold of them, or they can contact them by phone. And like I said, that phone number is on their website, soindiana.org.
Hey, Mitch, let's talk to you a little bit, man.
Right.
You've been involved with the Special Olympics program. How many years now?
9.
And how did you get involved with it at first? Or how did you and your mom or you and your family find out about it and get you started going?
Well, I was going to my church, and I was doing the upper program for my church. And a close friend talked to my parents about it. And ever since then, I got involved. And it showed me the community. It showed me what matters to me. It showed me that this is a chance of me belonging in front of people, because in high school and middle school and elementary school, it wasn't like that for me. So it was kind of giving me a chance to belong.
Okay, sure. And as your mom was speaking earlier, you've been involved in a lot of different sports. Tell us all the sports you've been involved with.
I've been involved with basketball, track, flag football. I tried golf. I do bowling. I've tried hockey, and I didn't do so well. My dad's a hockey fan, so it's kind of weird.
Right. But, I mean, you are just getting a chance to participate in any and everything, so
right.
You got to love that, right?
Yeah, I love participating, and I love giving my voice out sometimes because it allows other athletes to step up and accomplish their dreams.
Right.
And it also allows them to use their voice, and it allows me also to be the voice for those who do not have one.
Absolutely. Okay. And of all the sports you've participated in, which has been a lot, what was your favorite, man? Your personal favorite?
My personal favorite was unified track, which is another sport I forgot to mention, but it's between the Indiana High School Athletic Association and Special Olympics Indiana. And I got to compete with my friends for the first time in my high school career. And I also got to be involved with the community more, and I got to earn my first letter jacket, and I got to be a part of a team with my school logo on it and everything.
There you go, man. That letter jacket, when you put that on, that always makes you feel proud, doesn't it?
Yep.
I remember having my letter jacket back in high school, and I wore that thing all the time. Good for you. And not only do you mention the fun you're having, but you mentioned a lot of things about, you know, just being a part of the community and all those friendships. So that's got to be big for you as well, correct?
Correct.
To make those friendships and just take a guess for me, Mitch. How many new friends would you say you have encountered throughout your experience?
That's too many. Like maybe I'd say 1,000 at least. Maybe.
Well, you're like, that's too big. That's the number I wanted to hear, but yeah, because I had a feeling it was the same thing.
It's a lot.
A big number, sure.
Because I've also had the privilege of representing Special Olympics Indiana and the USA Games by being there for a community, and I also had the blessing of traveling to Special Olympics World Games this past year in Los Angeles.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
so cool. I got to meet friends from all over. It's just really cool, and there's been too many friends I've made, and I'm glad I've made them as.
Awesome. And not only did you participate, sounds like you had a really good time, but now you are giving back somewhat. Aren't you doing some coaching as well?
I'm a volunteer assistant coach for Noblesville High School's Champions Together track team. It's been a blessing. Competing in it was fun, but this is a total different perspective, and coaching my sister is one of the awkwardest things I could do.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me about that, Tori. What are you competing in, and how is he helping you?
I compete in unified track because he's my coach. And
is he tough?
Yes.
Is he tough on you?
He likes to be hard on me because he thinks it's funny. So he teases me. He goes, I'm your coach, so I'm going to tell you what to do now.
Right.
So,
run a lap, correct?
Yeah,
I can hear him. Yeah. Sure. Okay.
But he and the other coaches, Coach Skaggs and Coach Perry from the last year, they helped me to do things that I didn't even know like I was capable of doing. I ran the 400 and I was like, I don't want to do this, it's gonna be too hard, but
she didn't want to follow me up,
and yeah, they helped me, and I improved my time a lot by like 10 seconds or more, I don't remember, but I ended up getting second in state, and it was awesome.
That's great. The 400, yeah. I used to run that. Yeah, this old long haired guy right here in front of you used to run that, and that's a tough race.
Yeah,
that's like an all sprint about 3/4 of the way. It's like 100 monkeys jump on my back, and then the track would turn into jello pudding, and it was tough. Yep. So no, congrats, that's great. And it's so much, it's got to be a blast for the two of you to work together as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Most of the time.
Yeah, mom's over there smiling.
Yeah, I think it's good to have them there, definitely. And we can talk to each other like during practices and stuff. It's, you're my brother, but you're also my coach. It's kind of funny.
She also makes me try to run with her. And
yeah, I say, come on, Mitch, come run with me. Come on, get up. And he goes, maybe next lap.
No, he blows the whistle and makes the calls. You're doing the running. So.
Yep.
Now, Tori, you mentioned not only your brother, Mitch, but other coaches. What type of volunteer opportunities are available with Special Olympics? Do they take all volunteer coaches? And
for this particular sport, which is unified track, the mm-hmm. school hires the coaches for that. So that isn't volunteer. But for all the other sports, it's volunteer. And so you can definitely get involved.
And you don't have to be a coach. There are some classes that you can take so you know how to work with the different kids and adults. But you do not have to be a coach. It can be anybody who wants to give back to their community.
To volunteer and help out and be a part of it, sure.
Yes, and being a mom and watching some of these people come in who've never been with these kids before, you see them getting so much out of it, so much more than I'm sure they ever dreamed they would get out of it.
And, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. It's such a wonderful opportunity. Too often, I've worked with athletics a lot. And I would have 5 and 6 year old basketball teams, and all people would worry about was the score. And we didn't even keep score with that age group. You know, it was all about learning the basic fundamentals, and all people wanted to do was win. It's like, you're missing the point. The opportunity to be out there and the things you can learn from doing that are so important. And I think with Special Olympics, you see that a lot, too, with not only the athletes, but the coaches. It's just a lot of fun.
It's very uplifting.
And it's supposed to be fun.
Yes.
And I think that's great. So these volunteer opportunities. I imagine on the website you can get there as well and look at those if you're interested in helping out.
Absolutely.
Okay, and again, that's soindiana.org, and look for those volunteer opportunities and could certainly use the help if you've got the time and maybe the knowledge, the expertise to get on out there and help. Let's talk about pulling a plane real quick, shall we?
Okay.
What do we got going on? We got a plane pull coming up here pretty quick, don't we?
Yep, it's on August 27th, and so that's pretty soon.
That's August 27th. Actually, it's the 2016 plane pull, correct?
Yes.
And this is an annual event the Special Olympics holds.
And I've been to it 2 times before. The first year, I watched my brother pull with the athletic committee?
The Indiana High School Athletic Association, SAC, Student Advisory Committee.
Whoa. It's a lot.
Well, let's just say the IHSA SAC for short.
That was definitely an experience when we got there. It was a lot of fun. They had a lot of different things to do, games for the kids, and I don't know, it was really cool to watch them pull a plane. It was amazing. I was like, that looks hard, but the next year I actually was able to pull a plane with my school. Because
so you've both been involved and you've both pulled the plane, huh?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. You were involved in your school. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
So basically, I went into the athletic director and was like, hey, we should do this. And they were all for it because he loves Special Olympics too. And he knows my brother. And so we decided to pull together a team of 20 people. Some were from Unified Track. Some had special needs. And some just had never even gotten involved in it before. And it was really awesome to hang out at the plane pull and to raise money. And I don't know, just to pull a plane. It was a really cool experience. And so we pulled it together really short notice. And it turned out to be a blast. And we ended up winning our high school division for the amount of time to pull a plane. So that was awesome.
Okay, now do you go for distance and an amount of time?
Yes.
Or so that's how it works. Okay.
Yes,
and you guys won.
And amount of time. Yes, we won. It was such a surprise.
Yeah, no, that's great. Again, I'm speaking with Mitch, Tori, and Kelly Bonar, and it's a mom, daughter, and son, and we're talking about Special Olympics. We're talking about the 2016 plane pull. So it's coming up August 27th, so pretty quick. I mean, if I'm listening this morning, it's like, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want to get my office, my group of people at work. How many people are on a team?
20, up to 20.
20 people on a team. And if we want to get involved, we simply go to the website?
You simply go online to planepullindiana.org and you register online. It's pretty easy. And it'll say register so you can make a team or you can join a team. And for the high school division, which is my division, you have to raise a minimum of $1,200, which is not that bad. It's $60 a person with 20 people. So that's great. And it's pretty easy to get involved.
It's amazing how fast you can raise $60 for an organization like this. So $60 a person is not very much money.
Again, if you want information on that, Tori, what was that website again?
Planepullin.org. My school is doing it again this year. We just got it together. We're doing fundraisers in my school. We are hosting a dodgeball tournament, and we are going to have teams play each other. We're doing a raffle at the football games to raise money, and so it's a pretty big deal. Our school really cares about it a lot.
Again, just to recap here, we're running out of time, for crying out loud. You guys did a great job. Mom, you got to be proud of these two.
I am so proud.
They do a great job. Again, we've been speaking with Mitch, Tori, and Kelly Bonar, and we were talking about Special Olympics and the 2016 plane pull. Go to soindiana.org. That's the Special Olympics website. If you want information on how to volunteer or what it's all about, just hit that. And again, the 2016 plane pull coming up August 27th. So that's real quick. And again, the website for that, I didn't write it down. Somebody help me.
Planepullin.org.
Thank you again, all three of you, for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure meeting each and every one of you. Right.
Yep, go ahead and sign up. We need the competition.
Keep up the great work, and I hope to talk to you all again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. The 95.5 WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. If your nonprofit organization would like to be featured on the Friends and Neighbors Show, contact us at info@WFMS.com. Let us know how we can help you, or if you'd like to help us with our Friends and Neighbors Community Outreach Program. We're all friends and neighbors. 95.5 WFMS.